Profit for one banking giant falls short, and a long prison sentence for one former hedge funder.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media, in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The former head of Galleon Funds, hedge fund tycoon Raj Rajaratnam, was sentenced this morning to 11 years in prison, one of the longest sentences for an insider trading conviction. But that was less than prosecutors wanted. One prosecutor at today's hearing called Rajaratnam the modern face of illegal insider trading. J.P. Morgan Chase reported a $4.3 billion profit in the last quarter. That's down from the same time last year, and you can blame that on a drop in investment banking. The bank was the first of the financial giants to report earnings for the period, but it doesn't necessarily indicate how the rest of the banking industry is going to do. Marketplace's Elisa Roth is with us live from our New York bureau with that story. Elisa, good morning.
Good morning.
So this was a profit drop of about 4% this quarter. What happened?
Well, as you said, it's basically about investment banking. Companies aren't making that many deals, which means that J.P. Morgan can't make any money on them. I talked to Bert Ely this morning. He's a banking analyst, and he explains the results like this.
This is due to both a decline in investment banking activity, which in turn reflects a slowing in the economy, as well as market volatility, which has made it harder to make a profit.
So we could see a similar effect on other institutions that do a lot of investment banking.
So are, okay, J.P. Morgan's earnings a good indication of how the banking industry is doing overall?
Not necessarily. It's really easy to talk about Wall Street or the banks as one big industry, but a place like J.P. Morgan is completely different from a place like U.S. Bancorp or even a Goldman Sachs. This is Chris Whalen. He's another banking industry analyst.
The regionals are getting better. The big guys are not. The big guys are still suffering from a lot of legacy issues, so you have to think of them differently.
But partly because of those legacy issues, which really means things like bad mortgages, you can't even put all the big banks into one category. Bank of America and Wells Fargo are still being dogged by those bad mortgages, whereas Citibank is pretty clear of them. But we'll get a chance to see how all this pans out over the next week as the rest of the banks report their earnings.
All right. Marketplace's Elisa Roth in New York. Elisa, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are lower right now by an average of about 0.5%, maybe a little more for the Dow, down 0.8%, 90 points at 11,428. The NASDAQ is flat. The number of people seeking first-time unemployment benefits was flat as well, sitting at 404,000, meaning the jobs just aren't there. European shares are lower. Slovakia's parliament today approved expanding the powers and the money of Europe's bailout fund after a first vote failed earlier this week. RealtyTrack said today the number of borrowers defaulting on their mortgages last quarter was up 14%. That is not good news for buyers who are already complaining about the condition of the houses they're looking at. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Realtors call it curb appeal, the extras home sellers throw in, things like landscaping or painting the window trim. But these days, in places hit hard by foreclosures, houses just aren't getting gussied up on the outside or inside.
The houses are just so crappy right now. They look really terrible.
Sybil Solon and her husband Nils Devine recently bought a house in Oakland, California, and have quite a house hunting tale.
So then I can talk to you about the rats.
So why aren't houses being spruced up? Guy Sakala publishes Inside Mortgage Finance. He says sellers are looking at the competition.
If you're in a neighborhood where all the houses are foreclosed property and all the kitchens look like hell, then you may think there's not a lot of reason for me to fix it up.
So is curb appeal dead? Depends where you live. But if you're shopping for homes in foreclosure land, don't expect granite countertops. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk, for nearly 90 years committed to innovation in diabetes care. Learn more at novonordisk-us.com. By the PBS Arts Fall Festival, featuring Pearl Jam, Steve Martin, and more. Starts Friday night at 9, 8 Central on PBS. And by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com.
Are California's medical marijuana dispensaries making a little too much money? The federal government sent letters to landlords who rent space to those shops. And their message? Kick out the pot sellers or risk losing your property and going to jail. It's a conundrum for one area, one city that's embraced its local dispensary as a vital member of the business community, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains.
Federal prosecutors say there's way too much profit in California's not-for-profit pot dispensaries. Here's U.S. Attorney Melinda Haig.
The California Compassionate Use Act was intended to help seriously ill people, but the law has been hijacked by profiteers who are motivated not by compassion, but by money.
Her office sent letters to some landlords demanding they evict medical marijuana clubs. One of the shops targeted is the Marin Alliance for Medical Marijuana in the town of Fairfax.
Okay, and your total is $25 even.
Owner Lynette Shaw says half of her clients are women.
Unfortunately, we have the highest rate of breast cancer in the nation.
Shaw says it's pretty hard to lie about her revenue.
We got audited financially twice a year for the first 5 years by the town. You know, what do you want? I haven't made any money and I can prove it.
Fairfax Mayor Larry Bragman says the business is highly regulated by the town. A member of the Chamber of Commerce, Shaw's dispensary is in the city's top 10 in terms of tax revenues. Bragman says the pot shop has actually been good for local businesses.
It's bringing folks into Fairfax from all over Marin County. So a lot of times, you know, they'll stop, they'll buy gas. You know, they may get a cup of coffee, a bite to eat.
If the feds are successful in shutting down the pot shop, Bragman says the town will have to spend more money on law enforcement as the business moves back into the criminal underground. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, runner Rob Sloan had a personal best time of 2 hours 51 minutes for the Kilder Marathon last weekend in Newcastle, England. But he had a little help. At the 20-mile mark, Sloan boarded a spectator bus, rode it for just under 6 miles, and then emerged in a wooded area near the final stages of the race. He fessed up after people reported him to race organizers. Even with the mass transit help, Sloan still finished third, and of course was disqualified. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Almost 3 million kids in this country live with their grandparents. Think about that and senior housing for a second.
The communities of the future are not what the communities of the past look like. I think there's a growing need for housing for multi-generational households.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Housing that's kid-friendly and grandma-approved. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM. That's American Public Media.